Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast where we talk about everything following Jesus as teenagers, preteens, college students, whatever you are. Personally, I'm a high schooler, but it's great to be back here chatting with you guys again for another Monday episode. I got back from school about an hour ago after my club where we talked about Jesus, and that was amazing. We talked about evangelism, but today we are going to be talking about choosing to praise God in what feels like the valleys of our lives. Obviously, you know, we're gonna go through hard times, and sometimes there's things that we feel like we're losing. There's things that we feel like we're losing control over. Like, we just don't know what to do. We don't know how to trust God. We don't know if we should trust God. We don't know how to have this faith in the Lord. We don't know how to be coming back and praising Him. And lately, I feel like there have been some prayers that I've been waiting on God for answers to, the answers that I want. And I think it's been hard to trust His timing in a lot of these things, because some things you feel like, God, why haven't you done X, Y, or Z? I feel like I've been waiting on this for a while. I feel like, isn't this your will? That this should be done. And you start to think, well, maybe if I just prayed more, maybe if I just did more, Lord, you would fulfill my prayer. And the thing is, God has His own timing. And this isn't to be punishing towards us. This isn't to be saying, you know, you want this and I'm dangling it over here because I don't want you to get it. It's saying, you know, I might be withholding this from you because I'm protecting you from something. I know that I've realized a lot of instances where I might have wanted something, but God was protecting me from it. An example would be dating. You know, there is a reason why I shouldn't be dating until I'm in college, and that will be different for every person. But God has been protecting me throughout these years, and He has been protecting you from different things as well, and I trust that. But we like to think, you know, our timing is best. Like, God, I should be a straight A student right now. God, I should be the one who's out there running a business and killing it out in the economic whatever world. Lord, I should be the one who got that leadership position. It should be me. You should have listened to my timing. But the thing is, that isn't what God teaches us. When we go against God's timing, it doesn't turn out well. And the thing is, God has His own timing to protect us, to love us. And there are times where maybe we're not going to get an answer to our prayers yet. He might say, okay, later. He might say, not yet. He might say yes, He might say no. God has an answer, and we might not always know exactly how that answer is going to play out, but He is there loving us, He is there guiding us and protecting us, and sometimes He might feel far away, but faith isn't a feeling, y'all. So it's important that we continue being consistent with God. Just because we're waiting on Him, it doesn't mean that we go away to another place. Honestly, we need God so much because we can't wait for these things without Him. We can't, you know, endure some of the pain that might come with it, some of the questions, some of the, just this patience of waiting. We can't really have that patience without Him. And if we separate from Him, we're going to try and find answers on our own. We're going to try to control our own lives. And we've seen how that doesn't work out too well in the Bible. But anytime we try to take our lives in our own hands, first of all, honestly, what goal are we even working towards? Is that even beneficial to us? And it's certainly not glorifying to God. And you know, if we trust God's timing, no matter what it feels like now, God has a purpose and a plan and everything. And yeah, we might not have an answer to what that plan is, what that purpose is, what that answer is right now or even in this lifetime. But we know that it is all going for His glory and for our good. You know, like, God has the grace to make all of His actions to not only be for His glory, but He ultimately deserves everything. And our good, these little tiny puny humans that He decided to die to save, who He created in His own image. He loves us that much. And I think we need to remind ourselves of that. But yeah, just this constant habit of putting God first in everything, not ourselves, not what we want, not what we think we can do, but God, and understanding that He is the one who knows what's going to happen. He is the one who is guiding us and protecting us. And it's important to not only say, yes, God, I'm going to trust you, but say, God, I'm going to build a relationship with you. You know, I feel like when I look back on the past of my relationship with God, it used to feel like an obligation, and it was just me trying to learn more because I felt like I was supposed to. You know, I went to church, I called myself a Christian, I was in a Christian family, and I should be doing these devo books because it was the right thing to do. But God has taken these past years and shown me that it isn't just about, you know, doing the quote-unquote right thing. It is about this relationship that He desires to have with us. He didn't die on the cross for us just so that, you know, we'd do the right thing. It was because He wanted to be in relationship with us. He wants to be in relationship with us. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I can't remember exactly the rest of that verse, which I probably should memorize. But He is right there at the door knocking. He wants to be in relationship with us. And we get the choice of whether or not we're going to open that door and run into His arms, or whether we're just going to sit in our sin and our darkness and be separated from Him eternally. It's our choice. And I want to also emphasize the importance of praising Him and thanking Him, because lately I have been caught up in just saying, hey God, this is my issue, like, help me fix it. I'm gonna pray to you, so help me out here. I'm gonna learn about you, help me out here, God. But it's not only that, it's saying, God, look at how you've been so faithful. You were faithful to the Israelites, you were faithful to Moses, to Jacob, you are faithful to Jesus, and you've been so faithful to me. Look at the way that you've sustained me until now. Look at even the trials that you've brought me through, the things that you've protected me from, the things that you've taught me, the way that you've protected my family and brought all these events together so that I could be here as I am now, standing before you and saying, Lord, you do deserve it all. You do deserve it all, I don't. Saying, God, how amazing is it that you decided to create me in your own image? Lord, how amazing is your image? How incredible is it that you knit me together in my mother's womb? That you gave me your word so that I could read it and come into a relationship with you, that I could be filled and have a life of abundance and a life of joy. And that's something I need to do. I need to be sitting there more and saying, God, I give you glory. I give you praise. You deserve these things. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. And honestly, that doesn't only just draw us closer to God in relationship, but in doing that and connected with that, it gives us a grateful heart. And it humbles us. You know, I don't deserve all these things. I don't deserve the way that He's put all these people in my life, the way that He has connected me into the church, the way that He has just brought me into His arms, the way that He has just been covering me in the shadow of His wings. I don't deserve it. And sometimes I like to think that I do. I think that's how I lived so much of my life, thinking that I deserved everything. But that's for a different day. But yeah, I would just encourage you, look back on these examples of His faithfulness in the Bible, in your life, and in others' lives. And I just encourage you to continue to praise him in the valleys. Go to your quiet place behind the closed door. Go cry out to him. It's okay to sob in the presence of God. People say that the shortest memory verse is Jesus wept. Jesus, the Son of God, who is God, wept. Come to God in vulnerability. Come to God in your weakness. Or when I am weak, then I am strong. Let him fill you up. And don't just go and, yes, definitely share about your day with him. Share about your struggle. Share about the victories. Praise him. And also use that opportunity to give yourself over to God, to be filled, to be re-energized, to be rejuvenated. What we talked about today in our club is that the Holy Spirit empowers us to do these things. And we just need to say, like, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Be the one who is giving me the boldness to share your word. Be the one who is empowering me to love. You are the one who empowers me to love, Lord. Excuse me. Saying, God, you are going to give me the power to wait in your name, to glorify you, to trust you. God, you're going to give me faith. Lord, I dedicate myself completely to you. Lord, I put my trust completely in you. And whether you are about to take a test, a quiz, whether you are entering into a new friendship or relationship, or you're trying to get out of something that you shouldn't have been in the first place, let God guide you and thank him for where he's been leading you. It's not always going to be easy, but that is the life we sign up for. It is a life of joy and abundance. And yes, hardship. But that hardship is nothing compared to the internal joy that we have in Jesus. And I want to invite you right now. If you don't know if your faith is enough, if you don't know if you are enough, if you just don't know where you've been walking, Jesus has already done it. You don't need to be enough. You aren't enough. I'm not enough. God has created us in his image, yes, but we are imperfect and we need him. And of course we need him. He wants to be in a relationship with us. And in our imperfection, that's when we make the choice to follow Jesus. So I just want to invite you to come join him, come join this body of Christ, put your trust in the fact that Jesus died for you, and just lift up that prayer to him. God, I'm a sinner. I've done all these things. I am, in my very nature, a sinner, but Lord, like, you died for me. You rose again after 3 days. You are the one who put sin to death. You put death to death. And you even want to receive me to your glory? Like, Lord, yes. Yes. Lord, take me in as your child. Show me how to walk in your ways. And I would just congratulate you if you have chosen Jesus, if you have decided to walk this new path. But that will be all for today, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Have an absolutely blessed week.